local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Beautiful day to start the work week. Sunny 70 degrees right now. Have a bit of a cool down coming tonight. We'll get details on that in just a couple of minutes. Meteorologist Alan Strum has the weather. Austin getting you caught up on the roads this hour. Text line is always open, 850-437-1620. And the traffic line is 850-262-6111. A good afternoon. Welcome to Pensacola Right Now. Joe and Austin with you for the next 48 minutes, getting you caught up to speed on everything happening in your world today. We start, as we always do, with today's top three stories. Israeli Defense Forces say they conducted a raid of a hospital in northern Gaza today. A spokesperson said the operation was conducted at the complex after Hamas fighters regrouped there.
The hospital functioning at a very minimal level at this point, but there are thousands of Palestinian civilians sheltering inside, hoping that being on the hospital grounds would offer them at least some modicum of safety.
And this comes as ceasefire negotiations are continuing in Qatar, although there's little hope there will be a breakthrough in this round of talks. Speaking of talks, there was a conversation today between the president and Israeli's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
The president has rejected, and did again today, the straw man that raising questions about Rafah is the same as raising questions about defeating Hamas. That's just nonsense.
That's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Biden called on Netanyahu to send officials to Washington in the coming days to hear an alternative approach to targeting Hamas. Sullivan adds that more than a million people have taken refuge in Rafah and have nowhere else to go. Donald Trump today defending himself after saying there will be a bloodbath if he loses the election in November. In a post on Truth Social today, Trump argued his words were purposely being taken out of context, as he was clearly talking about the auto industry being decimated if President Biden were to win. He said he was referring to imports allowed by the president. Democrats, of course, quickly claiming that Trump's comment was a call for political violence and unrest in the event that Trump were to lose the general election in November. Those are our top three stories today, our top local headlines coming up after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at traffic here, we did have an accident report on North W Street. That's going to be just south of Airport Boulevard. Do have some congestion in that immediate vicinity. Nothing too severe currently, at least. Also, if you are traveling northbound on North Palafox Street towards Burgess Road, we've got some minor backups there. A little bit on Airport Boulevard, traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway. And speaking of North Davis, if you're traveling northbound just past Creighton on Davis Highway, we've got some backups there as well. The big hitters right now, though, are two in particular. We'll start with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, that's going to have you backed up to I-10. And if you are traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Oriole Beach, we've got a lot of congestion in that immediate area as well.
A breezy north wind tonight will be pushing in some cold air. Overnight lows will fall all the way down into the 30s. Now, some inland areas will be down around the freezing mark, or maybe even a little bit below. So we've got a light freeze for some of those inland parts as we head into Tuesday morning. Now, during the day Tuesday, it will be sunny with highs in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 5:15 right now at News Radio. Our top local headlines today. Gulf Breeze police say a student at Gulf Breeze High School was arrested for allegedly bringing a gun with them on campus today. According to Channel 3, an investigation started at around noon after a threat of violence was made against another student. The unnamed student now charged with possession of a firearm by a minor and possession on school property. It's not known where exactly the weapon was found, whether it was in a backpack, locker, or on the individual. Also, the owners of Adana's Garden Street Cafe and Bakery are now working to make repairs and get their business back open after a car lost control and crashed through the front of their building. Two women were in the car, taken to a local hospital on trauma alert. Pensacola police say that injuries are not life-threatening, thankfully. But the car lost control, and they were looking into investigators to seeing whether it was a DUI perhaps involved in that crash. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson speaking more on the arrest last week after a process server allegedly had a gun pulled on her while she was serving court documents. This led deputies to arrest 52-year-old Michael Mabry. Sheriff Bob Johnson says somebody being on your property doesn't automatically make it a stand your ground case.
That's different. Somebody kicks in your front door and comes in your house as opposed to in your front yard, you know, and obviously people can come in your front yard and you can tell them to leave if they don't have a weapon or they don't threaten you in any form or fashion. You call us, we'll kick them out off your property. You don't have the right to resort to violence to threaten somebody who's not threatening you in any form or fashion.
Johnson says the process server in the incident was a civilian, but he also has uniformed deputies that do the job. Of course, it can be very dangerous as nobody wants to be served documents or subpoenaed. Mabry charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and was since released on bond. 517 here at News Radio. Pensacola man dead and several others hurt after a crash on Beverly Parkway this weekend. Four total vehicles involved near the intersection of Concordia Drive. Troopers say a car was headed west and crossed the center line, and that ended with a car crashing into three other cars that were heading into the opposite direction. Also, Pensacola city leaders are still looking into a possible computer network security incident. Phone outages reported this weekend, although while phones not working, it did not affect 911 dispatch or operations at the Pensacola International Airport. A Pensacola City Council meeting right now, but not expected to discuss that. We'll see if the mayor perhaps does at his weekly news conference tomorrow. We'll take a break there. We've got our state and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Did you know that the golden rule given to us in Scripture is given in the context of prayer? Matthew chapter 7, verse number 12 gives us the golden rule. The Bible there says, "Whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them." Just previous to this verse in Matthew 7 are instructions that we are to ask, seek, and knock through prayer, and the Lord will provide good things. So understanding that the golden rule is given in the context of prayer, the question is, do you pray for others like you would want them to pray for you? Are you in a situation where you need God to provide for you in a huge way? I suggest that you not only ask, seek, and knock for your needs, but that you ask, seek, and knock for the needs of others, and then marvel at how God not only meets their needs, but yours as well.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
My name is Tasca, and I started working here 20 years ago.
I'm Diana, and it's been 12 years for me.
Hi, I'm Norma, and 20 years is my number.
I'm Sandy, and it's been 9 years for me.
And I'm Jeff, and I'm the General Sales Manager, and I'm inviting you to join our sales team here at News Radio 92.3. If you have sales experience, a desire for a career that is fun, exciting, while working with local and regional businesses, and with an uncapped income, we would like to hear from you. Send your resume to hr@newsradio1620.com. ADX Communication is an equal opportunity employer.
It's Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event, and Feedmore Imports is offering low APR rates to help celebrate. How low? How about 0% for 60 months on all 2024 Tiguan models? Or take $2,000 in customer cash and 1.9% for 60 months on all 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport models. Or take $3,000 in customer cash. It's time to celebrate and get behind the wheel of a Volkswagen SUV or crossover today. There's plenty to go around, but with rates like these, they may not be around for long. And don't forget about the 2024 Jetta, Golf GTI, and Golf R. They're all available, too, at Beatmore Imports. Celebrate the Volkswagen 75th Anniversary Sales Event at Beatmore Imports today. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beatmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit to PCI. Must take delivery by April 30th, 2024. See dealer for details.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, had a chance to talk to Sheriff Bob Johnson about his favoring of an additional half penny local option sales tax and why he opposes a reduction in the millage rate. Also talked about the future of real estate transaction fees after this settlement slash decision relating to the 6% seller and buyer agent commission. And an allegation by Santa Rosa County Commissioner Kerry Smith that he was being eavesdropped upon by a fellow commissioner. Very interesting stuff. You can listen to all the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
To save his life, call his wife, and nothing to say but what a day. How's your boy been?
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 5:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. We'll start with the roads here. We do have a few accident reports surrounding the intersection of Highway 98 and Lillian Highway, causing some backups at that intersection. So if you're anywhere near that, be on the lookout for it. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road, still got some problems there. And a little bit going southbound as well if you're trying to get onto I-10. Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, that's going to cause you some backups as well. Also, if you're this is a bit further south, if you're traveling north on Pensacola Boulevard towards Broad Street, we've got some backups developing in that area. If you are traveling westbound on, let's see here, Beverly Parkway towards North W Street, you're going to have some issues there. And if you're on North W Street itself, particularly just south of the intersection with Airport Boulevard, that's going to cause you some problems also, but hopefully nothing too severe. North Davis Highway, traveling northbound past Creighton Road, that's going to give you some issues also. The only other spot with congestion at this time, or at least major congestion, that is if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway, going past Oriole Beach and traveling closer to Tiger Point.
A breezy north wind tonight will be pushing in some cold air. Overnight lows will fall all the way down into the 30s. Now, some inland areas will be down around the freezing mark, or maybe even a little bit below. So we've got a light freeze for some of those inland parts as we head into Tuesday morning. Now, during the day Tuesday, it will be sunny with highs in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 525 here at News Radio. Taking a look at our state headlines today. One person dead, at least three people injured after three separate shootings that all happened within an hour on Jacksonville Beach. Police say the shootings happened after hundreds of teens gathered under the Jacksonville Beach Pier for organized fights last night.
This is multiple suspects at multiple scenes. We have multiple shell casings from pistol and rifle caliber weapons down on the ground. Two of these firearms have been recovered.
Yeah, so police chief there. The first shooting happened before 8 o'clock local time when three people were injured. The next just minutes later when a masked gunman opened fire. Thankfully, nobody hurt in that one. The last shooting happened at around 8:30 when three suspects pulled guns on each other and a bystander was killed. So far, no suspects have been taken into custody.
And a Jacksonville panel is calling on Governor Ron DeSantis to veto an ethics bill currently on his desk. The Jacksonville Ethics Commission sent a letter to DeSantis late last week saying the legislation would undermine the investigation process of all ethics boards statewide. The measure would require anyone filing an ethics complaint to have identified themselves and have personal knowledge of the alleged offense, despite it being supported by substantial evidence.
Also, primary elections, if you're so inclined, are tomorrow. Voters will be able to cast their ballots for the Republican nominee, Donald Trump. And some parts of the state will also be voting in municipal races. Nearly 800,000 registered voters in Florida participated in early voting or submitted mail-in ballots as of today.
And speaking of big news getting underway tomorrow, the first four of March Madness will start Tuesday. That's marking the first time Floridians can legally bet on NCAA games. Sports gaming attorney Daniel Wallach says it comes as we await legal rulings on the validity of the Florida Sports Betting Compact.
That's the issue that's in play at both the Florida Supreme Court and the U.S. Supreme Court. If either court concludes that the wagers are truly off reservation, then you could have a violation of both federal law as well as the Florida Constitution.
There's evidence that Floridians are avid gamblers. Calls to the state's gambling addiction hotline have more than doubled since online gambling began late last year.
National news today. The Supreme Court held arguments in the case over whether the Biden administration's push to remove what they claimed was misinformation on social media platforms violated the First Amendment.
It's treating Facebook and these other platforms like their subordinates.
That was Justice Samuel Alito, who said it was unusual. Federal officials were repeatedly pressuring the social media sites to take down content, adding he saw a constant pestering of Facebook.
And the bank card of a missing Mizzou student has been found along the Cumberland River in Nashville. Police there say that Riley Strain's card was found Friday by two local women who have taken the initiative to join in the search for the 22-year-old. He's been missing more than a week since he was asked to leave a downtown bar. The family is reportedly set to meet with police today to review more video footage.
There is a potential partial shutdown, government shutdown, at the end of this week. Funding runs out midnight Friday for six annual spending bills. The hope is that negotiations could wrap up soon for the six-measure spending package. Differences, though, remain over how to fund the Department of Homeland Security, especially in the consideration of the border and immigration.
And Russian President Vladimir Putin will remain in power for at least another 6 years. Early results from Russia's presidential election show that Putin won with 88% of the vote. His victory was all but guaranteed, with no real challengers to his reelection.
You did that in quotation marks.
Yes, I did air quotes. Yes.
Yes.
But that's just that's just one man's opinion.
Senator Ted Cruz lashing out at reports that an admitted Hezbollah terrorist was caught crossing into the border at Texas. He used his podcast to place the blame on Biden's border policies.
That is what happens when Joe Biden and the Democrats open up our southern border. It is inviting the inevitable, which is what just happened.
In this case, the 22-year-old Lebanese man told customs agents that he was headed to New York and planned to make a bomb. It's not clear if any of his story was true. He, though, did use a fake name and birthday in several countries before reaching the border near El Paso.
And lawyers for former President Trump say that he isn't able to post a $464 million fraud judgment against him in New York. Trump needs to post bond by next week, or New York Attorney General Letitia James can start collecting during the appeals process. According to legal documents filed today, his legal team is asking the appeals court to step in, adding finding a bond is practically impossible.
Yeah, Texter says, so basically what you're saying is the Russian population just went down by 12%.
Oh, ouch.
I mean, listen, when you said 88%, I was like, that's a little low for me.
Oh, really?
That's I expected higher.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. There's a lot going on in Russia right now that the folks are not happy about.
Yeah, well.
Fox News
I'm John Saucier. Israel planning to go forward with an invasion into the Gaza city of Rafah despite pushback from the United States and other international powers. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre reiterates President Biden does not want to see a military operation in Rafah.
The president doesn't want to see a military operation go into Rafah. He's been very clear about that. He wants to make sure that innocent lives are protected, and it has to be done in a way that we don't see Palestinian lives lose any more Palestinian lives.
Well, President Biden actually spoke over the phone with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu this morning. The president reaffirming a military operation in Rafah should not proceed without a plan to ensure safety for civilians who are currently there. Netanyahu also agreeing to send a team of Israeli officials to Washington to discuss face-to-face with Biden administration officials a prospective Rafah operation. America's listening to Fox News.
Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, according to a Bloomberg report, electronics giant Sony says it's halting production of its VR headset for the PlayStation 5. That's reportedly due to low sales and an excess in inventory. Now, the company's reportedly produced over 2 million units since its release last year, but hasn't generated any significant consumer interest. Also, some experts say its high price tag has contributed to its lackluster performance. The headset alone retails for $550. The PlayStation 5 also retails for $500. And in related news, social media company LinkedIn says it's looking to expand some of its offering by incorporating gaming features. This according to a TechCrunch report. LinkedIn reportedly looking to capitalize on the popularity of casual puzzle-based games. A LinkedIn spokesperson said that the company was indeed working on incorporating gaming, but said no launch date has been set. Spokesperson said that they're looking to add puzzle-based games within the LinkedIn experience to unlock a bit of fun, deepen relationships, and hopefully spark the opportunity for conversations. LinkedIn is owned by Microsoft. On Wall Street, a rally in the tech sector leading to some gains this Monday, and that is Your Money Now.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
This is Zach Gale for the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Ella Flooring. Ella Flooring, every step covered. UConn is the number one overall seed. Marquette is a 2 seed, and Creighton is a 3 seed. You wouldn't think that would be it for the Big East schools, but Seton Hall, Providence, and St. John's weren't granted access to the 2024 NCAA tournament. Many bids were stolen this past weekend, but not to have at least one more Big East school make the tourney is a joke and a slap in the face to a great basketball conference. I'm Zach Gale. CBS Sports Radio.
If you're a pro and flooring is your game, we'll help you win it. Because at LL Flooring, all we do is floors. You want decor?
Try.
You want plumbing?
You're out.
LL Flooring has been helping pros knock it out of the park for over 30 years. Visit one of our 400 nationwide warehouses for one-on-one service, extensive inventory, and exclusive pro pricing.
Oh,
get the pro treatment you deserve. Enroll today, online or in-store. LL Flooring, every step covered.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see multiple spots of note currently. If you are traveling westbound on Highway 98 towards the intersection with Lillian Highway, we've got accident reports both on 98 and Lillian, but you're going to experience the most backups if you are traveling westbound on 98 towards that intersection there. So be on the lookout for that. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, we got some problems there still. Same can be said for Pensacola Boulevard if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive is going to cause you some backups as well. Same can be said for Beverly Parkway traveling westbound towards North W Street. Beyond that, we had some issues if you were traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Oriole Beach. While that congestion is still present, it has appeared to lessen significantly. And the same can be said for the congestion we saw on Caroline Street if you were coming over Blackwater River and heading towards downtown Milton.
Austin, I wasn't paying attention to you at all.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
A couple texts. 98 and Lillian. Just want to make sure that was included.
Oh, yeah. That was one of the first ones I said. The intersection good. There. Because there's multiple reports in that area.
I don't listen because I trust you.
Thank you, I guess.
A breezy north wind tonight will be pushing in some cold air. Overnight lows will fall all the way down into the 30s. Now, some inland areas will be down around the freezing mark or maybe even a little bit below. So we've got a light freeze for some of those inland parts as we head into Tuesday morning. Now, during the day Tuesday, it will be sunny with highs in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 5:39 now at News Radio 92.3. Of course, it's March Madness season now. The brackets are out, and we've got the first four games, two tomorrow and then two on Wednesday before the first round. I still call it the first round.
It is.
Starts on Thursday. I am a purist. 64 teams is what it should be. Of course, a purist older than me might suggest it should be 32 teams. But anyway, I digress. But the brackets are out now. We've got the one seeds in place, UConn, Houston, Purdue, and North Carolina. And then on the women's side, South Carolina, Texas, Iowa, and USC. So looking at March Madness here, awesome. What stood out to you when you saw the brackets unveiled?
I was upset that Wake and Providence did not make it.
Yeah, but we already knew that.
Yeah, well, hey, Wake ended up being a one seed in the NIT, so that's cool. They were, if anything, closer than Providence because Providence was a three seed. But no, putting my upset fandom aside, no, I mean, I was looking at some of the lower seeded hopefuls. I was looking at some of the teams that we've touched on that have been consistent names in the bracket but haven't won a darn thing, whether it be Gonzaga, St. Mary's, Creighton, that sort. I have been, while we've been on break, I've been filling out my bracket here. I've narrowed it down to my way too early Final Four.
Do you have a 15 seed in the Sweet 16?
Because
every year
so.
In the past 3 years, there has been that scenario that has played out.
Well, I hope that ends up being the case. Therefore, I hope I'm wrong. But no, I do not believe I have. I think I've got Tennessee, Arizona, and who else here? Marquette and Iowa State all advancing. So, nope, I do not have any two all seeds right. losing. I have my Final Four being UConn, St. Mary's, Houston, and Creighton. Okay. And I have UConn winning it all, but I don't know who's going to win between Houston and Creighton yet. But while I'm dedicating brain power to that, we've got some offseason stuff going on in the NFL. Multiple players bouncing around once again. Justin Fields to the Steelers, probably the biggest storyline of these past few days.
I mean, we called it on Friday. We said this was going down. I was a little surprised on the timing because I thought it would maybe be a few weeks closer to the draft, but it happened on Saturday.
Yeah, so. I mean, and people were saying, you know, are they going to get Russ? Are they going to get Fields? They ended up getting both, and Joe did call that last week, so props to him on that. A true Bears connoisseur.
That's right.
Linebacker Jerome Baker going to the Seahawks, KJ Osborne to the Pats, Tyler Huntley to the Browns, and Michael Davis to the Commanders. So just some of these names bouncing around. And also, the Saints are getting Chase Young. That's a huge one.
Yeah.
Veteran Dallas Cowboys linebacker Leighton Vander Esch. He's going nowhere but his summer home. He's retiring from the NFL after six seasons. The news comes after Vander Esch, who was an accident-prone player and had a pretty rough injury this last season, was released by the Cowboys on Friday. So, of course, best of luck both professionally and medically to him.
Yeah.
And in the NBA, we also got an ESPN doubleheader tonight. We got Heat at 76ers at 6:30. That's going to be followed by Knicks at Warriors at 9.
Well, NBA had some good moments over the weekend. There was a
couple buzzer beaters,
beater from Kyrie, and then I think it was the Lakers and the Warriors that went into double overtime.
Yes.
With Steph Curry, I think, hitting the game winner, if I'm not mistaken.
And I think, was it Bam Adebayo hit a game winner against the Pistons?
Oh, that.
I want to say that happened as well. But
last time I've cared about the Pistons was like 2004.
That's the last time America cared about the Pistons, and people certainly don't care about them now unless it's talking about how bad they're doing, bless their hearts.
Yeah.
But quite an eventful weekend in the NBA for sure. And that's the thing, the NBA is kind of getting tossed on the back burner with all this NFL offseason buzz and college basketball stuff. So good thing that they're getting some love still.
Sure. I will say about the women's side of things on the bracket, I am very much looking forward to a potential matchup in Iowa's region because Iowa's the one seed, but the committee put LSU as the three seed in Iowa's region. So, of course, we could have a rematch of last year's national championship game. LSU is still a very formidable team with Angel Reese there, and of course there was that controversy after last year's game when Angel Reese, in my opinion, probably spent a few seconds too long with the celebratory
ring
celebration there at Caitlin Clark, but that's, you know, we've all moved on as a society there.
Yeah.
But LSU is on a collision course with Iowa in their region, so that'll be, if that pans out, will be a very, very watched game there.
Great storylines on that side.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah.
5:44, almost 5:45. We'll get an update on the roads and weather. Here's Alan.
A cold breeze from the north will be blowing in some chilly air for the overnight hours. Low temperatures will be down in the 30s. Some inland areas will be down around the freezing mark or a little bit below. So some frosty weather likely for those inland spots as cold air falls into place. Tuesday, we'll end up with sunshine and highs in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
And looking at the roads here, we've got multiple accident reports, a couple of which are going on at the intersection of U.S. Highway 98 and Lillian Highway. Whether you be traveling westbound on 98 or southbound on Lillian, we've got accident reports on both lanes there that are causing some pretty hefty backups at this time. So if you're traveling in that direction, be on the lookout for that. Also had one reported earlier on North W Street, just south of Airport Boulevard. That's still causing some minor congestion there. Beyond that, we've got some minor problems on Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road, Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, North Davis Highway traveling northbound just past Creighton Road, and let's see, Gulf Breeze Parkway looking good, Navarre Parkway is cleared up, and Caroline Street's looking good as well. So outside of those few spots of note, there's not much that should hold you up for too long.
All right, taking a look at our health, business, and science notes today. It's not clear what the U.S. Senate will do with a bipartisan House bill that could ban TikTok. During an interview on CNN's State of the Union, South Dakota Senator Mike Rounds said the chamber will likely have to do something to address national security concerns with the platform. The Republican says he supports the direction of the bill, but stops short of saying, stops short of saying whether he would vote for it.
And the EPA is banning the last form of asbestos still used in the U.S. Asbestos has been linked to lung cancer, and mesothelioma, a cancer in the lining of internal organs. The new rule would prohibit using, manufacturing, and importing all forms of asbestos in auto parts and some building materials. While the rule bans the use of white asbestos, it gives companies up to 12 years to phase out of the use of the fibrous material in their products.
Also, the first over-the-counter birth control pill is now available to order online in the U.S. Customers can place orders for Opill through Amazon and Opill.com. The manufacturer says online orders will be fulfilled within a day or two, and major pharmacies such as Walgreens and CVS say they will sell Opill once they get their shipments in.
And craft retailer Joann is filing for bankruptcy. The 81-year-old Ohio-based company announced that it had filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection after securing $132 million in new funding. Joann has about 850 stores across the country, which will all remain open.
AstraZeneca will cap the cost of its inhalers at $35. The drug maker made the announcement today, following in the footsteps of one of its rivals. The decision comes as congressional Democrats are investigating the four major inhaler manufacturers for charging Americans more than consumers overseas. For example, AstraZeneca's Breztri Aerosphere inhaler goes for $645 in the U.S.,
golly,
while just $49 in the U.K. The $35 price cap will go into effect on June 1st. I suppose it would be pounds in the UK, not dollars.
Something like that. Or either that or the equivalent.
Yes, the point still stands there.
Oh, for sure. Looking real quick at some pop culture notes. Kung Fu Panda 4 edged out Dune Part 2 by less than $1 million for the top spot in this weekend's box office. Kung Fu Panda 4 took in an estimated $30 million in its second weekend in theaters, while Dune Part 2 brought home $29.1 million in its third week.
Austin, your favorite song there. Looking forward to when that becomes a regular in the rotation of bumper songs.
That never heard that song in my life.
Ariana Grande. I'm going to tell you why, because it just came out. Has both the number one album and song in the country. The album is called Eternal Sunshine and had the biggest week of the year of any album so far to debut at the top of the Billboard 200 chart. And then her single, We Can't Be Friends, which you just heard, also premieres at number one on the Billboard Hot 100.
Good for her. And Buckingham Palace says that King Charles III is alive following reports of his death in Russian media. If you were like me, you probably saw, rumors on X at 2 a.m. saying, is he dead? Oh, my God. And I didn't know it was from Russian media, but apparently it was. Several Russian outlets.
Is that what you sounded like when you scrolled across that?
When I tweeted it, that's the voice I said it in for sure. Several Russian outlets ran with the news of the king's supposed death using an announcement dated March 18th that featured the palace seal.
It did that a little too naturally, man. The Mega Millions jackpot is getting close to $1 billion. Lottery officials say no ticket matched all six numbers, so the grand prize jumps to an estimated $875 million for tomorrow's drawing. There was also no winner in last night's Powerball, so that jackpot is up to around $645 million.
And lastly, Celine Dion says that she's determined to get back on stage despite her recent medical diagnosis. The singer is currently battling a rare autoimmune disorder known as stiff person syndrome, or SPS for short. Over the weekend, she posted a photo of herself and her three sons, saying that although her battle with SPS is difficult, she's set on returning to the stage and to live as normal of a life as possible.
All right, we'll take a break there. Wacky stories and good news to finish up hour number two.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio-dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Thinking about a side hustle? Why not turn your hobby into a home-based business with a home embroidery machine from Daryl's of Pensacola? Daryl's Sewing has many embroidery machines to choose from, and they have single-needle or multi-needle machines, plus plenty of thread and supplies. Financing is available. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com. The folks at Daryl's say, when you buy from us, you get from us. That's sewinginpensacola.com.
Exciting news, the data revolution is on the rise once again. Data Revolution is seeking a second-tier engineer with at least 2 to 3 years of experience in IT, networks, voice over IP, and cybersecurity. Data Revolution's competitive salary is based on experience, and their comprehensive benefit packages include a medical stipend, matching 401k, flexible work hours, starting with 3 weeks of PTO, 10 paid holidays, profit sharing, and more. This is not remote or work from home. To learn more about this opportunity, send your resume to resume@datarevs.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we talked quite a bit about the Santa Rosa County proposal to have the largest flag in the entire state of Florida. Also talked about Ted Cruz and Katie Britt and her reaction to Scarlett Johansson playing her on Saturday Night Live. Very interesting stuff. The slice of the anti-human trafficking legislation Tallahassee passed, raising the age of stripping to 21. And we had a good conversation during the wrap about the challenges of finding good employees these days. Listen to those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Multiple traffic incidents being reported at the intersection of U.S. Highway 98 and Lillian Highway. You're going to experience backups of, as a result of those accidents if you're traveling westbound on Highway 98 or southbound on Lillian. So, and neither spots of congestion appear to be dying down anytime soon, so be on the lookout for that if you're heading in that direction. Let's see. Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road still has some backups, though they are appearing to lessen some. Same can be said about Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. North Davis Highway still giving you some issues if you're traveling northbound towards Olive Road. Still have some minor congestion at the intersection of, North W Street and Van Pelt Lane. That's just south of where Airport meets North W Street. We had an accident in that area earlier, but it's minor issues, should die down shortly. Outside of that, there does not appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long.
A breezy north wind tonight will be pushing in some cold air. Overnight lows will fall all the way down into the 30s. Now, some inland areas will be down around the freezing mark or maybe even a little bit below. So we've got a light freeze for some of those inland parts as we head into Tuesday morning. Now, during the day Tuesday, it will be sunny with highs in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. As we wind down hour number two, if you're just joining us, so we'll get a recap of today's top three stories. Israeli Defense Forces say they conducted a raid at a hospital in northern Gaza. Ceasefire negotiations have been continuing in Qatar, although there's little hope there will be a breakthrough during this round of talks. The White House today says that President Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Biden called on Netanyahu to send officials to Washington in the coming days to hear an alternative approach to targeting Hamas in the city of Rafah. Donald Trump is on the defense today, saying this after he said there will be a bloodbath, quote, if he loses the election in November. Trump argued his words on Truth Social, saying that they were purposely being taken out of context by Democrats, that he was clearly talking about the auto industry being decimated if President Biden were to win re-election. Some of the more wackier stuff in the headlines today, Austin. Okay. We've all been there, a moment where we thought we were alone, and you're not, and then you're embarrassing. For me, it's when I get out of a car, okay, and I turn and look at the car next to me to check myself out.
All right.
And I'm like, what if there was a person in there just staring back at me?
No,
that's one of my biggest fears in
that's
life.
Relatable.
So this guy here, cops in rural Minnesota got a report last week of an elderly man walking down the side of the road with a shotgun, okay?
All right.
The person who called it in said it was suspicious because the guy tried to hide it as they drove by. So an officer went to check it out. He found the man who fit the description. It was an elderly man, mind you. I don't remember if I said that or not, but he didn't have a shotgun. It was his walking stick or walking cane with him. The question, though, why did you try to hide it? He told
Fair
the
question.
Cop that he likes listening to music on his walks and eventually admitted that he was playing air guitar with his cane as the person drove by. So his knee-jerk reaction was to stop and hide the stick from the driver.
That's so
wholesome. Why he seems suspicious. Yeah, I'm a big fan. Let him live. And, you know, if you enjoy walks and the occasional air guitar while you're doing so, please be my guest.
Yeah, no, that's pretty awesome. Joe, yeah, you know what else is awesome? Pizza.
Yes.
Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Would you agree that beer's awesome?
No, I hate beer.
I'm right there with you, buddy. Well, maybe this will turn your love around towards beer.
It won't.
There's a pizza-flavored beer arriving next month. New Belgium has partnered with frozen pizza brand Tombstone for it. It's an IPA that's 7% alcohol, and it's described as having hints of crispy crust, tangy tomato sauce, and savory herbs and spices with a pepperoni finish. Mm. Select markets will get on April 27th, or will get it on April 7th, excuse me, for National Beer Day. Each four-pack costs $50. That's a ripoff. I hate beer as well. Yeah. I'm not drinking it if it's got a pepperoni aftertaste.
No. Where
I'm throwing it against the Tom Thumb window if that happens, brother.
Yeah. No, I will stick to my fruity strawberry martinis and daiquiris and be just fine. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm the same way.
558 here, another one. Man in Nevada had more than 100 pounds of sliced bread dumped on his property last week. He had no idea who did that. It wasn't a prank, but a frustrated truck driver. A distributor came forward and said they contracted a driver to handle that route and that he dumped it because he was mad and didn't want to go through the process of returning it. The driver called the local TV news station anonymously and said that the representatives tell drivers to dump the unsold bread off at churches and nonprofits, and if they can't find anybody to give it to, they should dump it anywhere. So a little bit of finger pointing going on there between the driver and the company involved here.
I think the driver is just disgruntled. Some good news here. We told you last week about Mark Coleman, former Olympic wrestler and UFC heavyweight champion. Yeah. He and his family were involved in a house fire, and he suffered serious injuries while saving his parents, including smoke inhalation. After 3 days in ICU, he was able to start breathing on his own again, luckily. His daughters took unpaid leave to help him recover, and they set up a GoFundMe to pay for his recovery, as well as their grandparents, who lost everything. So far, over $127,000 has been raised by friends, family, and his fans.
Very cool there. Also, a bunch of students at Providence College in Rhode Island launched a GoFundMe to help a security guard to be able to go see his family in Nigeria. They found out that he hadn't seen them in 11 years, so they worked to raise enough money to send him there. They needed $3,500. They were able to raise about 10 times that.
That's awesome.
Very cool. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up now. We're back in about 10 minutes for another rundown. Hour number 3 of Pensacola right now.